Das kann so sein, dass ich so schlagen, wenn wir mit dem Bomben ziehen darf, für Dalit. Sagt nur, Shmuel said, the reason they're a button hold that even if a document was written without a chreis, it may still be used to collect from incumbent properties, is because they hold that the absence of a chreis is assumed to be a mistake on the part of the sefer. If you got to put it in, but it was surely meant to be put in. Rova bar iti asked Rabbi Idi bar Oven, we find that Shmuel says, in order for a sefer to insert a lien in a document of a sale of a property, meaning in case the field gets taken away from the buyer because of a debt of the seller, the buyer will have a lien on other properties of the seller to make up for his loss. So he has to specifically be told by the seller to put it into the document. Must we say that whoever said the first statement of Shmuel could not have said this one as well? The Mara says, no, with regard to a loan, no one would lend money without a chreis, and therefore if it's missing, must have been an error on the part of the sefer. However, with regard to a purchase, people do purchase things with a risk and they do it for a discounted price, and therefore maybe that no chreis was meant to be included in the sale. In fact, we find that Shmuel himself gave this exact distinction as an explanation when he was adjudicating an actual case of a purchase of land that was written without a chreis. Abaye said, if Reuven sold a field to Shimon with a guarantee and a creditor of Reuven then comes and tries to take that field, Reuven is allowed to go and try to prevent the creditor from doing so. The creditor can't tell Reuven you have no standing to do so, because Reuven says, if you take it from Shimon, he's going to come then to me for reimbursement. Others say that Reuven could do so even if he didn't sell with a guarantee, because he can say he doesn't want Shimon to have any complaints against him. Abaye said, if Reuven sold a field to Shimon without a guarantee and someone then came forth stating that the field was his and was never Reuven's, the halach is that if Shimon did not yet make a kinyan chazaka on the field, he can still back out and not have to pay for it. Once he did make the kinyan, he can no longer back out because he bought a field without a guarantee, accepting the risks that come along with that. Mara says that the kinyan is made as soon as he walks the boundary of the field. Others say that even if it was purchased with a guarantee, he still cannot back out once he made the kinyan, because Reuven can tell him, listen, show me the document that the field is taken from you, and then I'll have to pay you. Until then, you have to pay me for the field and take it. Zok Maravaita, if someone sold the field to a buyer and it turns out that it was not the seller's field, meaning it was a stolen field, and the true owner then came and repossessed the field, Rav says the buyer has the right to reimbursement for the money that he spent on the purchase and for the amount of the improvements to the field. Shmuel says he has a right to the money of the purchase, but not for the improvement to the field. Yes, Rav Huna. What if the seller had stated at the time of the sale that he would reimburse for any improvements to the land if the land was ever taken away? Would Shmuel say the buyer could get his money in that case? Is the reason of Shmuel based on that the seller didn't specify that he would pay for improvements, but if he did, the buyer would collect it? Or is it since that the land was never the seller's, the money given as the purchase was truly a loan, and taking back more than that amount would appear as ribas, and therefore in this case he can't take back more than the principal amount? So at first Rav Huna said yes, then he said no, and then he remained unsure. The Gemara says Rav Nachman, name of Shmuel, said that he would not be entitled to pay money for the improvement because it would appear like he's taking ribas on a loan. Rav Yisrael Rav Nachman and Mishnah says that we don't collect for the produce that was consumed, or for the improvement to the land, or for the food of a man's wife and daughters. None of them come from encumbered properties. Why? I'll takana so oilim, but for the benefit of the world. Now, this suggests that although it may not be collected from encumbered properties, it could be collected from unencumbered properties. And one of the items listed is the improvement done to land. Presumably, the case is where the land was purchased from a seller that had stolen the land, and the land was then repossessed. Mar says no. The case is where the land was repossessed by a creditor of the seller. In fact, Mar can't be discussing a creditor. Because Shmuel has said that a creditor would not collect the ripe produce, and the Mishnah says that it is collected. Clearly, the case is talking about a seller who had stolen the land. If so, the later cases must be discussing that as well. Mar says we can say that the earlier case is referring to stolen land, and the later case is talking about land repossessed by a creditor. In fact, Mara Brisa says, what's the case of being paid for improvement to the land? If someone steals land and it's repossessed, he collects the amount for the field even from encumbered properties, but collects the amount from improvements for improvements to the field only from unencumbered properties. Now, this can't be understood as written, because the goslin is not compensated when the property is taken away from him. Rather, we have to say the case is that the goslin sold the field, and when the field is repossessed from the buyer, he's entitled to compensation for the purchase price and for the improvements to the field. Rav Nachman answered, you had to change the Brisa because it didn't make sense. I'll say it should be changed to state that it's referring to the creditor of the seller, not the stolen land. Fekmaravita, Brisa says, what's the case of being paid for consumption of produce? If someone steals land and it's repossessed, he collects the amount for the field even from encumbered properties, but collects the amount for produce only from unencumbered properties. Now, this can't be understood as written, because the goslin is not compensated when property is taken away from him. Rather, we have to say the case is that the goslin sold the field, and when the field is repossessed from the buyer, he's entitled to compensation for the purchase price and for the improvements and produce of the field. We see that we don't say that these additional payments look like ribbis. And from what Rava said, the case is where a person stole a field full of produce, consumed all the produce, and then damaged the field by digging ditches all around the field. When the true owner of the field comes to repossess the depreciated field, he collects the principal amount even from encumbered properties of the goslin, but collects the amounts for the stolen produce only from the goslin's unencumbered properties. Another teretz, Rav Bar Rav Huna said, the case is where a person caused another person's field to be taken away by the government, in which case the person who caused this to happen is chayav to pay the owner for the field. It's that case that the Braisa is saying that for the principal amount of the field, he may collect even from encumbered properties, but for the amount of the produce that was taken with the field, he can only collect from unencumbered properties. The Gemara explains that Rava did not say like this because the words of the Braisa suggest that the field was not taken by a government type of confiscation. And Rabbi Arhuna didn't say like Rava because he says that the words of the Braisa suggest the field was not damaged along the way. Third territory, Rashi said the Braisa is discussing where the field was stolen and the ganav then consumed all the produce and then sold the field. The owner then came and repossessed the field. The Braisa is saying when the buyer wants to get his money back for the field, he may collect even from the amount, but that amount even from encumbered properties. The Braisa then means to say that when the true owner of the field wants to collect for the produce that was stolen and consumed, he may only collect from unencumbered properties.